The following is a presentation of the Chicago Bears Network. Now on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, this is the Bears Coaches Show with Bears head coach Mark Trestman, the coaching staff, and Bears management. The Bears Coaches Show is brought to you by McDonald's and sponsored by Bridgestone, Miller Lite, and North Shore University Health System. Now, from Palace Hall, here's the voice of the Bears, WBBM's Jeff Joniak.
Another hard-fought win by the Bears on the road shoves them back in front of the NFC North at 2-1 with the Detroit Lions winners 27-19 over the Jets last night. We welcome you into the Bears Coaches Show from the Chicago Bears Network studios here at Halas Hall, joined by head coach Mark Trestman. Jeff Joniak with you until 7:30 tonight, and Joe DeCamillis joining the program after 7 o'clock. Mark, when I, and this happens frequently in the NFL, but it's happened in each of our three games so far, but I call these nail nibblers. Nail nibblers, because everybody at home, no doubt, is in the same position. And ultimately, 2 weeks in a row, what I like to call the fade to black moment, where the game is over and the defense makes a play somehow. And it happened 2 weeks in a row in the end zone on fourth down that something happened where the Bears were in a position to make a play and they made it. That has to be gratifying for a defensive coach, no question, for Mel Tucker, and then for the team overall.
Absolutely. There's a lot of different ways to win a game. Each and every week is its own little story, its own little chapter. And 2 weeks in a row, fourth down in the red zone, and we were able to come up with a win. It's an awesome way to go.
And Geno Smith was going to his hot receiver there. Jeremy Curley's become a really good third down weapon out of the slot for them. And he's matched up with Brock Vereen.
Yeah, it's a strong safety and a very speedy little receiver. It was not the ultimate matchup, but Brock stood his ground and covered him well.
All right, we got to talk about red zone defense because it was special, and it has been over the course of the season. What's the key, in your opinion, to red zone defense? Because you're backed up, and it's short area, and you know one tiny thing makes a difference between success and failure.
Well, I think the number one key is when the quarterback begins to scramble, then everything that can happen bad for a defense, it really happens. And last week, we were able to essentially keep Colin in the pocket. You know, we leveled the rush. We kept him in the pocket. He had to throw on rhythm. That helped us. Same thing yesterday. We were able to, you know, keep Geno in the pocket pretty much on that last play, and then enabled us to be in position to make the play. But once quarterbacks start to move around, and then great athletes in the back end start to move around and find space, just like Jay did. Very, very similar example. They had rushed three, dropped everybody. And, you know, when you can buy some time and extend a play, when quarterbacks can do that in the National Football League, they usually come up with something.
Bears red zone defense yesterday, and here's the simple math. They held them to 16 points on six possessions, which could have meant 42 points.
No doubt.
I mean, think about that for a second when you put it in that context. Just tremendous, and they've been this way all year. The Bears have really, right now, one of the top two in the league in touchdown efficiency in the red zone from a defensive point of view. And it wasn't just in the passing game, but the running game. Third and two, Will Sutton comes in, slams the door on one of the red zone runs.
Yeah, just I thought again, we tackled very well last night. Some good run fits. I mean, each and every team you play is going to get their runs. But overall, if you're standing on the field watching the game, you know it was an extremely physical game. Some terrific gang tackling by our guys, running to the football, and some extreme collisions along the way.
In every phase. Can't forget special teams, too. We'll talk about it with Joe D. But
sure. Our cover teams did a tremendous job last night. You know, we took apart the things that we made mistakes on a week ago. I thought Joe and Dwayne Stukes, our special team coaches, just did a phenomenal job of regathering our team. So many new players, so much teaching going on to teach them how to play the game special teams-wise. I think we lose sight of the fact that, you know, there is offense, there's defense, and there is the kicking game, and there's a whole system of football that you have to put in with rules and responsibilities that, you know, if you're a defensive player, an offensive player, you have to spend the time learning those positions and the skill set and fundamentals and techniques. And Joe did a great job with Dwayne last week, reaffirming those with our players.
Well, just on kickoff return alone, so lined up in this order, you had Ahmad Dixon, who's new to the show, and he had a very strong game. You had Kasim Green active for the first time. You had Cornelius Washington active. Conte, DeMontre Hurst back with the team. You have your kicker. You have Danny McCray. Then you have another rookie in Jones. You got another rookie in Perry. You got another rookie in Vereen, and you got Ryan Mundy. So there's a lot of rookies on that kickoff coverage unit.
Yeah, there's a lot of development that has to go on each and every week. And as I said last night, you know, I thought the first week we did a good job in our special teams, and we had a setback last week, no doubt about it, against San Francisco. And I think everybody took it personal, not just the guys on special teams, but the entire team, you know, to sponsor those guys, to encourage them. And we had three really good special teams practices during the course of the week.
All right, Jay Cutler, again, the protection against that particular group was going to be the key to the game in terms of the passing game anyway. And those guys did a tremendous job up front. He got sacked a couple of times, but overall showed great poise, didn't get too wound up or worried about what was coming. Settled everything down and found the open men more often than not yesterday.
Yeah, I don't think it, you know, you think about it, it doesn't get any harder than it gets to play a Rex Ryan defense. And you have to go in knowing that you're going to take some hits. They're going to get to you. They got to Aaron Rodgers a week ago. They got to Carr in Oakland a couple of weeks ago. I mean, quarterbacks take hits in this defense, and that's one of the things that, you know, Rex wants to do. He wants to get close, get hits. And, you know, Brian De La Puente and the guys up front did a good job of sorting it out. It wasn't perfect, but we knew it couldn't be. Sometimes I don't know that they knew where they were coming from. Right. It looks that way, and that's a credit to Rex. I say that tongue-in-cheek because, yeah, he's just excellent. It's a great challenge to play him.
And some of it, too, and Jay, too, is responsible for some of that, too.
Oh, he has to.
He's got to know where that free guy's coming.
No doubt, and not only that, I mean, Brian's going to make a point. Jay's got the responsibility to redirect the protection. They work together. Communication has to be, you know, very good in those areas, and to do it on the road in the noise, in silent count, it makes it even more difficult.
As it was to run the ball, but you anticipated that was going to be the case.
Yeah, we knew it was going to
be. I don't think many teams are going to run on them.
No, it's, you know, you watch it. You can watch 16 games, and you're going to see every team do the same thing. They're going to, you know, wind up hitting a wall. And we were able to probe them a little bit, get a few runs in. Particularly the last drive really helped. We found, and that's a credit to our line. That there's just the stick-to-itiveness and the toughness of our line to be able to, you know, find a place for Matt to run. And, you know, we're learning each and every week. We're still growing. We know we're not perfect in any phase of our football yet. It's good to learn on the run with a win. But I think as the guys did last week, they'll come back with their feet on the ground tomorrow and get ready to go to work for Green Bay.
The other aspect of it is, let's be honest about it, from a coaching perspective, it's September football because week one's a big surprise. But I think in September, the whole thing's a big surprise.
It sure is, and I don't think it. You know, it's going to be some weeks before this thing sorts itself, you know, out, and then it won't be over. It'll just be starting. So, you know, we view them as 16 one-game seasons, and I think that's the, you know, for us, I think that's the best way to do it. That takes leaves the past out of it, whatever performance level was in the past. It forces us to go to back to work each and every day and try to get better. We're defined by how we play on Sunday. That's how teams are defined in this league, how they played this Sunday, and then they carry that that story with them until the next week, and then they have to do it again or they're redefined. That's just the way it works in the National Football League.
That's head coach Mark Trestman of the Chicago Bears.
Now, more of the Bears Coaches Show with head coach Mark Trestman on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM. WBBM.
Looking left, pocket starts to collapse. Cutler moving, throwing, posting up. Touchdown! Touchdown! Martellus Bennett, right side of the end zone. Touchdown, Bears!
Martellus Bennett, our player of the game, brought to you by Xfinity, and a second touchdown would come later, and he almost had a third touchdown. He was so upset with himself. He was asking Jimmy Clauston, throwing balls on the sideline after that juggling act in the end zone. I don't know if you remember that play, but did Jay get hit? Maybe the ball got a little bit wobbly, and maybe that was a hard catch, or it got tipped at the last second. I don't know, but if you remember that.
I can't say that, but yeah. You know, I think Martellus got his hands on it and certainly is disappointed that he couldn't take that one in.
Yeah, but doesn't matter right now. 27-19 is the final score. Bears beat the Jets. Anything new on Brandon? And it looked like on that he had stepped on, maybe?
I think the biggest thing with Brandon is he played his tail off last night. He did some things in the running game, out of the ordinary things to help, you know, get a block and do those kinds of things. And it was very evident that, you know, he was working, you know, with a sore ankle, no doubt about it. And he'll just continue to rehab this week. And we'll see where he is, and we know he certainly wants to play, and we expect him to, but we'll take it one day at a time, see how he does.
All right, let's take a look at the Green Bay Packers and what awaits. Everybody knows what they are, and it begins and ends with Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, he's special. There's no doubt about it. He's as good as there is in the business. He can do it all. He can escape. He's a pinpoint passer, as quick a release as you'll ever see. Foot quickness, nothing like it. Great leadership. You know, just a great player. So it'll be a great test for our defense, no doubt about it. Lacy will be back there, and they haven't been able to run the ball as well as they like. You know, Detroit pretty much lined up in a four-man line, rush four, and tried to play a shell behind it, and they did a good job of
right cover two with the safeties deep in the outside, and the corners playing man, and the linebackers really didn't. It appeared to respect any play action. They just sat back and tried to defend the middle of the field.
Did a great job with their front. Their ends did a great job of setting the edge, keeping the rush level. They were very, very disciplined inside, and their back end, you know, took care of business. So, and able to stop the run with six in the box because they're spread out so much. You know, they're a three wide out spread out team. So. Detroit did a heck of a job.
Yeah, so the assumption is, well, everybody's going to try and do that. Just if they can shut him down under 200 yards of passing, you're doing something right there. He only had 51 snaps yesterday, but the counterpunch is coming. There's something new coming.
Aaron Rodgers has our undivided attention, and, you know, for him, past performance isn't indicative of what he can do the next time around. He's a champion, and it's going to be a great challenge. It's exciting. And then on the other side of it, you know, they've got a defense that, you know, I got a lot of respect for Dom Capers. We all do in the organization. He's really solid. They'll continue to get better with the group that they have. They're growing. They're trying to improve. And so, you know, we know what we're up against. It won't be easy.
And in terms of what you've faced so far, which is really a murderer's row of defensive lines and star defensive linemen, they do it a little bit differently. A lot of 2-5 look standing up Julius Peppers now, which is going to be odd looking at him in a Packer uniform. And they've been giving up rushing yards.
They have. And as I said, they're well coached too. And they're going back to work this week saying we can improve, we can get better. And, you know, they got the teachers to show them how to do it. And it's a long season. And as I said, each and every week is a new one. So we're not taking any of this lightly. We've had some good tests, certainly. But, you know, we offensively, we got to run the ball better. We still got to continue to work at protecting Jay. We got to move the football and punt less and stay on the field longer.
Right. A game like this, stealing a possession would be huge, or two, right? Keep them off the field.
Yeah, absolutely. You're going to do everything you can to keep him off the field, especially if things are working well for him, because he's just so tough. And we'll see how the game progresses. We'll see where we are. We have a lot of different ways we go ahead and plan during the course of the week. But, you know, you got to stop the difference makers, and he's certainly the key one in their football team.
All right, have fun this week planning.
Do it.
That's Mark Trestman. Thanks for joining us.
You betcha.
The Bears head coach on the Coach's Show here at Halas Hall. Coming up next, a special teams coordinator, Joe DeCamillis.
The Bears Coach's Show with head coach Mark Trestman. And this hour, special teams coordinator Joe DeCamillis. Brought to you by McDonald's and sponsored by University of Phoenix, Walgreens, and Xfinity. Once again, the voice of the Bears, WBBM's Jeff Joniak.
He got it away, a tumbler that falls out of the sky to Janet Sutter. Cannot get it. It's on the ground. Pile up at the 40-yard line between the hash marks. Bears have taken the ball away.
And a muff punt recovered by Ahmad Dixon. He wears number 36, and he is brand spanking new. Welcome into the Bears Coaches Show here at Halas Hall, the Chicago Bears Network Studios. And we're pleased to be joined by Joe DeCamillis. Tell everybody who Ahmad Dixon is, because a new addition to the roster, and he made plays yesterday.
Yeah, he was actually drafted by Dallas, and he was on Minnesota's practice squad, and our personnel people did a great job of picking him up. Phil is always looking for guys and did a great job of picking him up, and he had a great game for us last night. He not only did that, but he was very, very disruptive inside on kickoff coverage and made another play out in the field on punt that was very much needed at the time.
Yeah, perfect timing, smacked into the returner, and he didn't have one chance to move one foot. He was right there. He appeared, and Tom Thayer and I talked about it throughout the broadcast. He was first or second down every single time. He was the first one down the field, so he brought some juice. He brought an energy and an enthusiasm to the unit. And in our opinion, what did you think?
Yeah, he's got an edge to him. He definitely has an edge. So hopefully it continues. You know, he played for us 2 weeks ago, And it was new to him, so he didn't play as well. But he cut it loose the other night, so hopefully we can get that out of him from now on.
He ran out there when the safeties were both banged up, and I don't know if did he actually play the snap. I don't think he played the snap, did he?
I'm not sure.
He was looking around. But I tell you, that's the life though right now. And I went through the special teams tape and just and I brought this up with Coach Trestman, just the names and the experience level. For example, on first kickoff. You know, it's Dixon, it's Kasim Green for the first time, it's Cornelius Washington for the first time, it's Conte, and then he got banged up, so Fuller's got to go back in. Hurst back with the guys. Then you got Robbie, then you got McCray, the vet who knows exactly what's going on, a veteran special team, but then another rookie in Jones, another rookie in Perry, another rookie in Vereen, and then Mundy. Then Mundy gets hurt. You know, but it's a lot of young guys that have to take, it takes some time to pull this all together and have them understand exactly what you want them to do.
Yeah, but I think they're working at it. I mean, the one thing that I thought that really all three games that you've seen is a great effort. And if you can get that, you got a chance. And I think the guys want to be good, and I think they will be. It's just going to take some time. And, you know, the only way you get experience is to experience it. You don't get it by, you know, sitting on the sideline watching. So I think that's going to help us down the road. It's just hard to take some of those bumps while you're in the middle
right.
of it.
Right, and sure, there have been some, and certainly everything wasn't perfect for you last night. How do you put that all into context, though?
I think really what you have to do is just keep coaching those guys as hard as you can and try to teach them as you go. We're spending an inordinate amount of time in meetings going over simple rules and we still didn't get it right last night on every single play, but hopefully those things will keep continuing to improve, and I think they have up to this point.
And for those out there, the rules, you're not talking about necessarily the game rules, the rules of your system.
No question. I mean, that's the, you know, it's just they have to understand how we're trying to do certain things, and they don't yet, but they will, and I think they're getting better every week.
But the physicality, would you say, and the aggressiveness and how they approached it last night was up?
Yeah, I think they played as fast as they could, no question. And I thought the tackling, you know, we have a term that we talk about as population, and there was definitely a bunch of population at the end of the play, which is good to see.
Right. I mean, there was one kickoff return. You know, in the play-by-play, the press box statistics, they had Washington and Dixon were first down. I thought they made the tackle, but they gave it to Perry and Hurst. I don't know what you saw. That was on second kickoff return. But the point is, that I like about it, there were four guys right there.
I thought the first thing that happened on kickoff coverage last night was Robbie placing the ball. When you put the ball in the corner like that, that helps everybody, and he did that.
And even with a short field, when you can pooch it and tempt them to take it out, that can create a big play. That's why that penalty is not just a throwaway. You're thinking, you're just going to boom it out of the back of the end. That's an opportunity.
Yeah, and the good thing was it happened to us in the game, too.
Yes.
And, you know, Ross, who's inexperienced, it was about 2 yards deep, and we were worried about him bringing it out, and he didn't, and that's a smart thing to do.
Exactly. More with Joe DeCamillis in a moment. You can get a $70 Bridgestone Visa prepaid card by mail when you buy four select Bridgestone tires, including the new DriveGuard tire. Now through September 30th, visit BridgestoneTire.com for details.
The Bears Coaches Show with Special Teams Coordinator Joe DeCamillis and WBBM's Jeff Joniak continues.
It's something different every time, every down that we went up there. And Dell and the guys did a heck of a job for the most part picking up everything. There's just a few times they brought more than we had, and we just had to deal with it.
That is Jay Cutler trying to figure out exactly what was coming when from the New York Jets. About as tough a defensive front you're going to face in the National Football League just because of the size and their ability. They're athletic, even though they're big guys, and the Bears did a nice job in getting the win. Back-to-back road wins in opposite ends of the country, not simple to do. With Joe DeCamillis here on the Bears Coaches Show, all true. You coach special teams, but you watch tape, and you know what was coming from the New York Jets.
I think he's one of the best in the league. There's no question. And like I was telling Mark, when you're the head coach, you can do whatever you want, and that's what he's doing right now. He can bring them from anywhere.
Yeah, I love it when he brings those zero blitzes. I do. I love blitzes, but sometimes you pay for it, and he did yesterday. Sunday's game against the Packers is brought to you by Cancer Treatment Centers of America. The first 40,000 fans entering Soldier Field receive a Bears football magnet courtesy of Cancer Treatment Centers of America. All right, let's talk more about what happened yesterday. So Rashad Ross gets his chance. How'd he do?
I thought he gave some juice to us. I thought, you know, there were some things he was unsure of, and I think as, again, that experience word, that E word, as he gets more of it, he's going to get more comfortable, and he's going to get better.
The whole key, though, first and foremost, make sure you hang out of the ball. The rest almost is gravy after a while.
That's
for a
true.
Young guy, you know, because you don't know what you're going to expect.
Yeah, I thought his decision making was good, and I thought his ball security was good. So hopefully we can, you know, get those things every week, and then get him better as far as some of his decisions once he gets into the return.
How about some of the young guys that I had mentioned prior to the break that had their first chances on special teams? Aside from Ahmad Dixon, which you talked about, Washington, Kasim Green out there, Demontre Hurst back, and just how some of these young guys, Jones, Perry, and Vereen, have played on those coverage units.
Yeah, that was the impressive thing, was there was a lot of guys that had some production. You know, Corny for his first time out was outstanding, Cornelius Washington. So you pull for guys like him, Sonoris, all those type of guys, and it was just good to see how fast they played and how physical they played.
Right, because the speed part of it, you're not going to be, you can't teach that. So a guy of his size, you're talking about Washington, you know, you do root for somebody like that because he's got all the gifts physically, God-given size and the speed.
No, you know, when you guys had Izzy here for all those years, I think that's hopefully what he can get to. If we can get him in that category, we'd be real happy.
And from your experience, all these years coaching teams, coaching special teams, is there a magic number of reps in a game over time when the guy should be getting it and should be able to take it and take it to a new level? How much experience are you talking about?
Well, that's the thing that's changed is, you know, usually you'd have the same group for 3-4 years, you know, like Izzy, Ambadagio, Corey Graham, those guys that were here for you guys, you know, you had them over time. You don't have that now. So, excuse me, you're trying to find that formula, whatever it is, and give them the right amount of reps along with letting them compete for a job, because there's a lot of people that need reps during a preseason. So it's just a formula that you're trying to work on all the time. But I really believe that, you know, these kids, the more they play, they're going to get better.
How do you like Santonio Holmes returning your punts?
So far, you know, knock on wood, he's been outstanding from a situational standpoint. You know, the other night he ended up bluffing a fair catch. Ball goes in, saves us 20 yards of field position, makes a fair catch on one, and then he did a nice job on the one return. It's just unfortunately we had a penalty on that one, and I'm impressed with him so far. I'm glad to have him for sure.
The penalty, in my opinion, was iffy. I don't know if you agree with that or not. He hit him on the side, not necessarily, but he went down on his back. On Jones. Is that a fair assessment?
Yeah, I think it's a fair assessment, but we have to be smarter than that. We just have to another you know, just situation where he needs to know that he's past the play. There's another technique that we use, and he'll get that as we go. That guy, he puts it out there every day. He empties his bucket, so he'll get it.
Christian Jones, another great athlete that's on there. So that's one aspect of that particular return. Santonio does a great job of weaving through traffic and maybe a block away from maybe even a bigger chunk, even if the penalty wasn't there. Would you agree?
Yeah, and that's how it is most every return, to be honest with you. You know, you got to get them blocked at the start so they can get started. And then if you have a man that's good with the ball in his hands, obviously, they do the rest of it.
All right, more with Jody Camillus. One more segment as we continue on here on the Bears Coaches Show with you until 7:30. Listen to the next Bears All Access Radio Show brought to you by Sports Authority this Wednesday at 6 on WSCR 670 AM, part of the Chicago Bears network of shows.
The Bears Coaches Show with head coach Mark Trestman continues exclusively on the home of the Bears, News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
And welcome back to the Bears Coaches Show here at Hallis Hall. Our remaining moments with Joe DeCamillis, and you can watch Bears Game Night Live brought to you by CDW Sundays at 10:35 on Fox Chicago, part of the Chicago Bears network of shows. All right, let's talk about the rookie punter, Mr. O'Donnell. How is he coming along? And then I have a follow-up after that, but just your general opinion.
You know, the unfortunate thing was in the San Francisco game, I thought he really hit it well, and then the block goes against him, you know, as far as his net average, which is a shame for him because I thought he was well on his way to a really good night that night. And I thought the other night he performed well. Anytime you get in what he has to start to understand is when you get in a fourth and a mile situation, you're going to get rushed. So he needs to understand that it's coming after you and you got to get going a little bit more. And
there's
I think he will as it goes.
So speed up the process.
Yeah, speed up the process will help. And then also, you know, just our whole group has to understand that, because we've been in those situations the last couple of weeks. So we've got to start to understand we're getting rushed right there.
When does, and I'm assuming this is not up to him, it's a conversation between the two. When do you decide to hit it the traditional way with a tail, you know, a tail down spiral, kick it as far as you can versus the rugby style tumbler?
Some of it's involved in the game plan itself.
And I don't want you to give away strategy.
It's not anything like that. Some of it's involved in the game plan. Some of it's involved in, you know, the time of the game. And some of it, quite frankly, is just the area of the field. So, that's kind of how we handle it.
Do you feel that tumbler is much more difficult to negotiate for a return guy, or not necessarily?
No, I think what's more difficult for a returner is, and you saw him make a mistake the other night, and it's something that, you know, a lot of returners struggle with, is coming up on the ball on a punt. If you have to go back, it's easy to field the ball. Not easy, but it's easier to field the ball. When you have to come up to make that decision, it's hard.
Which Jalen Saunders, because you're looking at what's coming, and it's only natural to get a little hesitant. You get short arms, right?
No question.
No different than going over the field.
No question.
Over the middle of the field as a receiver. Green Bay Packers in our final minute with you. What do you got?
You know, Randall Cobb's back there again, which he's definitely what I call a game wrecker. He's a guy that can take it to the house anytime. So you got to really do a great job of him. And then Dewan Harris has done a good job for them on kickoff return, and they've got two good specialists in Mashte and in Crosby. So it's going to be a challenge for us, and hopefully our guys play as hard as they did last week, and we'll get out there and give them what we can.
The whole thing is, you know, for specialty, emotion, discipline, aggression, right?
Yeah, and having really good players, that always helps you.
Well, it's a continuing story,
an ongoing story. That's exactly right.
Joe DeCamillis, thank you so much for joining us on the Bears Coaches Show. Good luck this week.
Thanks, man.
Bears
appreciate it.
2-1, and they've had tough games all the way down the stretch in each of the 3 weeks. That was a topic earlier tonight with head coach Mark Trestman.
There's a lot of different ways to win a game. Each and every week is its own little story, its own little chapter. And 2 weeks in a row, fourth down in the red zone, and we were able to come up with a win. It's an awesome way to go.
And Geno Smith was going to his hot receiver there. Jeremy Curley's become a really good third down weapon out of the slot for them. And he's matched up with Brock Vereen.
Yeah, it's a strong safety on a very speedy little receiver. It was not the ultimate matchup, but Brock stood his ground and covered him well.
All right, we got to talk about red zone defense, because it was special, and it has been over the course of the season. What's the key, in your opinion, to red zone defense? Because you're backed up, and it's short area, and you know one tiny thing makes a difference between success and failure.
Well, I think the number one key is when the quarterback begins to scramble, then everything that can happen bad for a defense, it really happens. And last week, we were able to essentially keep Colin in the pocket. You know, we leveled the rush. We kept him in the pocket. He had to throw on rhythm. That helped us. Same thing yesterday. We were able to, you know, keep Geno in the pocket pretty much on that last play, and then enabled us to be in position to make the play. But once quarterbacks start to move around, and then great athletes in the back end start to move around and find space, just like Jay did. Very, very similar example. They had rushed three, dropped everybody. And, you know, when you can buy some time and extend a play, when quarterbacks can do that in the National Football League, they usually come up with something.
Bears red zone defense yesterday, and here's the simple math. They held them to 16 points on six possessions, which could have meant 42 points.
No doubt.
I mean, think about that for a second when you put it in that context. Just tremendous, and they've been this way all year. The Bears have really, right now, one of the top two in the league in touchdown efficiency in the red zone from a defensive point of view. And it wasn't just in the passing game, but the running game. Third and two, Will Sutton comes in, slams the door on one of the red zone runs.
Yeah, just I thought again, we tackled very well last night. Some good run fits. I mean, each and every team you play is going to get their runs. But overall, if you're standing on the field watching the game, you know it was an extremely physical game. Some terrific gang tackling by our guys, running to the football, and some extreme collisions along the way.
In every phase. Can't forget special teams. We'll talk about it with Joe D. But
sure, our cover teams did a tremendous job last night. You know, we took apart the things that we made mistakes on a week ago. I thought Joe and Dwayne Stukes, our special team coaches, just did a phenomenal job of regathering our team. So many new players. so much teaching going on to teach them how to play the game special teams wise. I think we lose sight of the fact that, you know, there is offense, there's defense, and there is the kicking game, and there's a whole system of football that you have to put in with rules and responsibilities that, you know, if you're a defensive player and offensive player, you have to spend the time learning those positions and the skill set, fundamentals, and techniques. And Joe did a great job with Dwayne last week, you know, reaffirming those with our players.
Well, just on kickoff return alone, so lined up in this order, you had Ahmad Dixon, who's new to the show, and he had a very strong game. You had Kasim Green active for the first time. You had Cornelius Washington active. Conte, Demontre Hurst back with the team. You have your kicker. You have Danny McCray. Then you have another rookie in Jones. You got another rookie in Perry. You got another rookie in Vereen. And you got Ryan Mundy. So there's a lot of rookies on that kickoff coverage unit.
Yeah, there's a lot of development that has to go on each and every week. And as I said last night, you know, I thought the first week we did a good job in our special teams, and we had a setback last week, no doubt about it, against San Francisco, and I think everybody took it personal, not just the guys on special teams, but the entire team, you know, to sponsor those guys, to encourage them, and we had three really good special teams practices during the course of the week.
That's Bears head coach Mark Trestman. That's going to wrap us up tonight, the Bears Coaches Show. And for Coach Trestman and special teams coordinator Joe DeCamillis, I'm Jeff Joniak. Thanks to Bears director of broadcasting Greg Miller, producer Andy Gersher, and studio producer Keith Johnson. Bears-Packers Sunday at Soldier Field, pregame at 9, kickoff at noon. This is News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM WBBM. Good night, everybody.